matter of the fifth chapter. Seeing the multitude, he went away up into a mountain. When he was sent, his disciples came unto him. He opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Reading 12 verses out of the fifth chapter of Matthew, if correctly read. We're delighted to have those of you who are here. Oh, Father, we thank thee today that we're saved.
Amen.
And that we have Jesus as our Savior.
Yes, thank the Lord.
Who has neither the beginning of days nor the end of days.
Amen.
But who took upon himself the form of flesh that he might be tempted as we were, that he might understand us and become the perfect captain of our salvation. We pray, Heavenly Father, that we shall become better servants and more loyal to thy kingdom's interests as a result of these days. We pray, dear God, for those who've come to visit with us at this hour.
Amen.
We pray that there be a peculiar moving of God's Spirit in their hearts and in their souls. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you reveal to those that are traveling this way tonight and tomorrow. Grant there be no accident.
God, yeah.
God, get them all here safely. And then, our Father, help us to be receptive when they get here.
Grant it, Lord.
We pray, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, that you'll let down thy blanket of protection over the camp during these days.
Grant it, God.
Form as if it were a vacuum over this place.
Grant it, Lord.
Keep out all of the satanic powers.
Grant it, God.
Every one of them, from thieves on up.
Yes, grant it, Lord.
God, if anybody tries to take anything that don't belong to them, anywhere on these grounds this week, we pray that you'll smite them.
Grant it, God.
Smite them to where they'll be marked from here on.
Amen.
We pray, Heavenly Father, that all of the thievery and all of the foolishness and all the sinfulness will be so rebuked.
Grant it, God.
God, until there'll be nothing left but hallowed experiences with God.
Grant it, Lord.
We feel, we pray, O God, that all of the lightheartedness,
Lord,
from the side of the world will be left off.
Amen.
And that the seriousness of the hour may be upon us, because we're conscious this nation's in a terrible grip of sin right now.
God,
and it cannot be helped with a bunch of flippant foolishness. We're conscious from the president on down there's a grave responsibility hanging.
God,
we pray that the power of God may get on all of them.
Grant it, Lord.
Who lead our government.
God.
To bring our numbers subjection to the Spirit of God ere we be thrown into destruction.
Lord,
oh, God, in these hours that are so panicky and so treacherous and so built up with violence and pressure, God, help us to have an overflow of love from this place.
Grant it, God.
That shall come like a mighty tide of the ocean to sweep across this country, to so wash out the dross of hate and violence and prejudice, to leave nothing but the flow of God's love. We pray, Heavenly Father, now that you'll keep our lives clean and righteous and pure so we'll be usable. Let no sin come between us and thee, we pray. Pray thy blessings upon every visitor that's among us. God, grant everyone that's come to the camp shall get a special, unusual amount of thy blessings.
Grant it, God.
Hear us, O God, now. We'll give you the glory of it all. We need your help today. Take thy servant and loose his tongue. Illuminate his mind.
Grant it,
give us that holy action, holy unction that the man of God needs when he stands to preach.
Grant it, Lord.
God, give us the victory over the devil.
Grant it, Lord.
And over self and over the world. God, send a great spiritual depth.
Grant it, God.
God, do something for us this week. Here are our people to pray like they've never prayed before. Grant, O God, thy blessing shall be upon us. For Jesus' sake. Amen.
Amen.
In the scripture that I read to you this morning, sixth verse. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteous life, for they shall get satisfied.
Amen.
Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after God, for he is perfect satisfaction, a perfect filler, a perfect satisfier. That's the thing I want to talk to you about today. Satisfaction from Jesus. We're living in a day of unrest. We're living in a day of anxieties and pressures and tensions. We're living in a day of a dope age. People trotting to the drugstores, doctors and psychiatrists, after tranquilizing pills and stuff to knock them out, sleep them, and then to pep them up, then to knock them out, and then one to wake them up. Everything but what Jesus taught us to do. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they'll get satisfied in it.
Amen.
If your life isn't satisfied, it's because it's something that you're not doing. If you're living a righteous life, if you're living the will of God, and you're saved by the grace of God, there isn't any need of any satisfaction and unrest.
That's right. Amen.
There isn't any need of a bunch of anxiety and having to trot to psychiatrists. They're lined up today in the psychiatrists and doctor offices, and all God's will they need to do is get in the altar and get right of God.
Amen.
A lot of people living off of pills that ought to live off of Jesus.
Amen.
We as well face the truth of it. Your way, my brother, sister, out is not a pill age any more than a drunk age. You who are catering to pills just because you're all jittery and ill at ease and all that stuff's no more than the alcoholic. Now, don't misunderstand me. There's some people sick who have to have medicine. So don't go off and say that I said nobody needed medicine. I'm not saying it. But we got a lot of people catering to pills and pills and pills just like the alcoholic is catering to his bottle. And it's sin.
Right.
We need to face the truth of it this morning.
Amen.
God's able to take care of our situation if we'll put our trust in Him. And that's the thing I want to talk to you about this morning. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Now, if your life isn't satisfied, there's some unrighteous hidden sin in some of us that you need to confess and face and get rid of and get right.
Amen.
Now, we as well face the truth of it. If our lives are righteous and where they ought to be for God, it'll solve a lot of problems for us. If I know that I'm saved, and I know that I'm doing what God put me here to do, what is it to make me confused? If you'll get your salvation steadfast and sure and get that established, and then you find whatever the will of God is for your life and do God's will, whether it's to farm, whether it's to teach, whether it's to preach, whether it's to be a doctor or a lawyer or a banker or a cattleman or whatever it is, if that's the will of God and the purpose that God brought you into the world for, and you're doing that and you're saved, what is it to get you dissatisfied and get you upset and tore up?
That's right. Amen.
God put a fig tree here to bear figs, and God put apple trees here to bear apples, and God put some of us here to bear different seed and different fruits for Him. And if we're in the fruit bearing God planted us to bear, and we're saved, and we're bearing the fruit, and living a clean life, what is it to upset us?
That's right.
What is it to confuse us? What is it to bother us? Why would we need all of this other doctrine up? Now, don't misunderstand me. Keep right on with me. Some folks are sick and they need help medicine-wise. But a lot of folks are sick in the upstairs only. If you don't believe it, talk to the doctors and they'll tell you. Because you've not got complete trust and complete rest in the Lord. You say, but preacher, my work's got so heavy and it's so many burdens upon me. What did Jesus say? Let's look and see what He said.
Amen.
Over in the book of Matthew, He said it. And that ought to settle it. Come unto me all, Matthew 11:20. Come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll send you to the P.O. box. If the burdens and the laboring problems have come upon you till you're breaking and being crushed under it and being wrecked with it, come unto me and I'll give you a bunch of pills. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. If your load's got too heavy, if your anxieties have got too heavy, if your responsibilities got too heavy, if your troubles got too much, quit trying to bear it yourself and quit trying to knock yourself out with some pills or with some alcoholic drugs. Come and let me rest you. You need Jesus. You don't need a bunch of pills and a bunch of whiskey. You need Jesus.
Amen.
That's what you need. You need to face the truth of it today. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. Ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden's light.
Amen.
Now what put your burden on you? Oh, I'm just so burdened, I'm just so cursed, and I'm just so loaded down. Who loaded you? Who burdened you? Jesus said, the kind I put on you is light. And it's easy to carry. So I got news for you. If you're bowed down and worn down and crushed under the cares of life, Jesus didn't put it on you.
Right.
You're getting loaded up at the wrong dock.
Yes.
You're backing your wagon up to the long loading dock.
Yes.
getting loaded by the wrong crowd. Jesus said, bring your life to me. If the burdens are too heavy, if the load's crushing, if the anxiety is painful and all of that, come and let me take over.
Amen.
Right. My load's light. Yoke up on me. I'll pull most of it and you won't have so much pulling. Oh, I got to have this to keep going. Jesus could keep you going.
Amen.
Right. And we as well face some truth today. Satisfaction from the Lord. Too many people hunting at some other place. Too many people carrying your life and getting it loaded up in other places. You say, well, preacher, we don't need this message this morning. Well, that ain't what the Lord told me.
Amen.
So I want you to realize today, my brother, sister, that he's trying to tell you that if your load's getting too heavy, he's got help for you. And if you're going around being crushed under the load, you're going around saying, oh, my burdens are so great and my labor so much and anxiety and the pains of life and the troubles of my life are so mixed up and loaded me down, I just can't make it without a lift from a pill. That isn't what Jesus said. He's teaching us, my friends, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after rest, for they shall get satisfied. There'll be satisfaction in it. Now the world doesn't have any satisfaction. You can fill up on the world. It'll fill you. It'll thrill you. But it'll load you down and tire you and kill you while it's doing it. The world is filling and thrilling, but it's killing you while it's doing it. Loading you down under it. Breaking you under its load. Jesus saying, you're not going to get satisfied. Why, God bless your dear hearts, if the world and its places could satisfy you, they'd go broke.
Yeah,
that's right. Devil, go out of business if he satisfied you. If one good drink of liquor would satisfy you, liquor stores would all soon have to go out of business. Because it's a habitual drinkers that keep them in business.
Yes. Right.
If just one or two doses of dope and pills would satisfy you, the pill companies would soon go out of business. It's these that's become habited to dope and pills that keep them in business.
Right.
My friends, let's face truth this morning. You're not going to get satisfaction with what the world's offering you. Satisfaction is in Jesus Christ, God's holy Son.
Amen.
The world isn't offering any satisfaction. It's not anything but a thriller and a filler and a killer. And those who play with it get filled up on it. They get all thrilled and excited.
One of these days, their nerves are shot to pieces with it.
Too much of a thrill. It's so thrilled. It ran such fast, it broke down the nervous system and the willpower. And now then, they're victims of failures. May God help us to face the truth this morning. Your rest is in the Lord. Blessed are ye when you get hungry after God, because you're fixing to get fed.
Amen.
You're fixing to get satisfied.
Amen.
He that drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But when you drink the water that I give you, you'll not thirst. It'll create a well in you that'll bubble up in everlasting life. It'll just keep bubbling and pushing you higher and higher. Filling you, refreshing you, reviving you.
Amen.
They that eat the manna like your fathers ate that came down out of heaven shall hunger and die, but he that eateth of the bread that I shall give him shall never hunger and shall never die.
Amen.
A lot of folks say, well, I'm just so hungry. What are you eating?
I'm just so thirsty. What are you drinking? Drink the right kind of drink, it'll quit the thirsting. Eat the right kind of eating, it'll stop the hungering. Blessed are those that eat the bread and drink the water, for they shall be satisfied with righteous living. And a lot of us are trying to hold hands with the world and hold hands with God, and you just got enough religion to make you as miserable as hell on earth. When you need to turn loose and go all out with God, that'll satisfy you. But as long as you're trying to hang on to the world with one hand and hang on to God, you're torn between the two. And old Amos said, how can two walk together except to be agreed?
That's right.
God didn't go to agree with the world and the worldliness.
Amen.
The reason a lot of people are torn to pieces, they don't want to make a complete break all the way on God's side. A few little things they still like to hang on to the world, having hopes that maybe I can participate in one day. And making a clean break with God. Blessed are those, for they'll get satisfied. Satisfaction, my precious brother, my precious sister, is in Christ, and it's in no other source.
If you think you'll ever get satisfied out of the world, or by the world, or with the world, or through the world, your thinking apparatus is broke down this morning.
There is no perfect happiness. There is no perfect peace. There is no perfect satisfaction and perfect happiness except in God through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And God didn't trip upon it. If He let people be perfectly happy and perfectly at peace and perfectly satisfied out of His will and out of His way of life, He slipped up there.
But God wasn't no fool. God wasn't no ignoramus.
God so planned, God so purposed, and God so created you, God so fixed you, that out of His will you'd never have perfect peace, out of His will you'd never have perfect satisfaction, out of His will you'd never be perfect. He fixed it that way purposely, and you think it won't change. I think so good. I'll be so and so. That don't make any difference. That doesn't change it. It's still something.
Amen.
You think you can stand on one foot with the world and on the other foot for God without being torn and dissatisfied and miserable and unhappy? Your brain's just on a vacation. It just doesn't work like that. Blessed are those who get hungry enough and thirst enough. They run over on God's side completely. Then they get satisfied.
Amen.
There is no perfect satisfaction and perfect peace, perfect happiness and perfect rest, ladies and gentlemen, except all the way with God, for you or for me or for any other human. Just like God created this body with a stomach in it, and nothing will satisfy it except liquids and food. You can get rich and you still get hungry. You can get politically powerful and still get hungry. You can become famous and gain all the fame of the world and still be hungry. But my beloved, the only thing that gives perfect satisfaction is the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Nothing you have or no position you possess needs the physical stuff.
I was in Peach Blossom Motel when I was in a meeting in Greenville.
They had me eat out at the Peach Blossom Cafe, one of the nicest cafes I know of on Interstate Highway 85. Monday I was eating in there. There's some congressmen, a couple of governors, Miss America, and a whole bunch of dignitaries, movie stars, a bunch of millionaires,
and a bunch of people that worked in the cotton mills, and a bunch of mechanics that worked nearby, a bunch of people from the peach orchards, all walks of life in and out of the same cafe, out of the same town, cooked by the same cooks, in the same kitchen, served by the same waitresses.
Whether it's millionaires or whether it's paupers, whether it's preachers, governors, or congressmen, statesmen,
are famous like Miss America. All have to stop and eat.
Amen.
My friend, I don't care who you are, why you miss so-and-so, miss so-and-so, what your position or your status is in life. You've got to eat to live physically. And
into the physical stomach where, regardless of our intelligence, our wealth, or our political power, our prestige, or anything else, we still have to eat to keep the physical alive and keep it satisfied. Like manner inside of that spiritual body, that one that moves out of this earthly house and moves into the next world, that spiritual body has the soul, it has the hunger for the bread of life and the water of life, which is Jesus Christ. I don't care how rich you get, what your status is in life. You may be doctors, lawyers, bankers, millionaires, paupers, governors, congressmen, statesmen, or whatnot. But, beloved, that soul will never be satisfied until you eat it upon the bread of life and the water of life. Because that's the only two things that will satisfy.
Amen.
God ordered it. God created your stomach in the physical, and you got to have some food and some water to satisfy it. And God created your spiritual soul in that body. It's got to have a bread of life and the water of life to be satisfied. I don't care what else you feed it. It'll leave you miserable, nagging, gnawing, hungering.
Right.
Just one thing. That's Christ. Blessed are you when you learn it.
When you wake up to it. When you realize, if I'm going to have perfect rest and perfect peace and perfect satisfaction, it's got to come in Jesus.
Amen. It's got to come there. Not from some other source. Not from some other avenue. It's got to come from there. Now then, Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it abundantly. Have it with all of its fullness. Have it with all of its satisfactions. And all that has come before me. Everything you put in preference to me. Everything you prefer to me, and nothing but a thief to you, a robber. That's to come to steal and to kill and to rob and to destroy. Everything, every force, every power, every influence that's working on you that it is not Jesus is powering influence is a thief and a robber, stealing, killing, shortchanging, cheating, swindling, beating you out of life itself. Now, Jesus said, I come that you have life in its fullness. The abundance of life. Real meaning. All the way living. And if you have been heckled and tormented, shortchanged just because you let the wrong influence and the wrong fellow work you. Let's get with Jesus.
Amen.
He's the perfect satisfaction. Now let's notice some things, my friends. Something else I want us to notice about it. He said if the load's too heavy and it's the labor's too much for you, come to me and I'll bless you. Let me help you bear the yoke and I'll help you carry it. Then if you're not satisfied, remember I'm the water of life and I'm the bread of life and I'm the real living. In me is the abundance of life. But he's saying some other things that I want us to realize. And that is, my brother, sister, that we're not going to be having any rest outside of him. Over in the book of Hebrews, the 4th chapter, we find these words in the 3rd verse. For we which have believed do enter into rest. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world.
Rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord.
Preacher, I just can't rest. What's the matter with you? A lot of folks say, I just can't sleep. You stay around me about a week.
Yes.
Let me handle your sleep when you get far. Too many folks loafing. Lounging. Lazing around.
On that kick the wall of the bed to death every night to go to sleep. Use the sleep before I get my clothes off good. Too much laziness and lounging will leave a lot of us wide-eyed.
And too many little secrets that sins in us
will make us wide-eyed too. Rest in the Lord. I worry about the past. Why don't you rest in the Lord? Put it under the blood. Quit trying to run back on the blood and get it out. You get bloody. To put it under the blood, let it stay under the blood and quit running around that trying to pick it up.
Amen.
Satisfaction in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. For we which have believed do enter into rest. Don't you believe God? Can't you trust Him? Don't you believe He'll get you through?
Amen.
Have you tried to have faith in Him? You say, well, I'm worried about how I'm going to come out tomorrow. Well, quit building bridges before you get there.
Amen.
Rest in the Lord. The old psalmist said, once I was young, and now I'm old, but I never have seen the seed of the righteous out begging bread.
That's right.
Too many of us not willing to rest. We want to help the Lord, and if we're going to work instead of rest, why, He just let us work ourselves to death. We need to rest in the Lord and do the work that we ought to do physically. He said, you shall earn your living for the sweat of your face. You'll work for your sweat and have faith to rest in God. You make it.
Amen. That's right.
Now the folks want to lounge in God, loaf in God,
and not sweat it in the face and get in trouble.
Yes. Amen.
We'll work and sweat in the face and rest in the Lord with our faith that if we work and we're honest with God, He'll take us through it. Then we won't have to be upset about tomorrow.
That's right. Amen.
That's the thing I'm trying to say, satisfaction in Jesus. Let's go back and there's some things that just don't satisfy. And we'll go back to look at a few of them. Ecclesiastes 1 and 8 tells us of some of them that don't satisfy. All right, listen to it. Ecclesiastes 1 and 8. All things are full of labor. Man cannot utter them. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. You're all the time not satisfied. You're all the time trying to see something else and hear something else. A lot of folks worry themselves to death over what they've heard. I've seen a lot of people getting in the jitters about listening to a bunch of stuff. Never. Well, I want to hear something else about it. Hear some little something they can't sleep and work for worrying about. I want to get the rest of the gossip. I want to hear the more of it. Never satisfied. Seeing and hearing. Then in 4 and 8. There is one alone and there is not a second. Yea, he hath neither child nor brother, yet there is no end of all of his labor. Neither is his eye satisfied with riches, neither saith he, for whom do I labor and bereave my soul of good? This is also vanity. Yea, it is a sore travail. Your rest is not in riches. Now notice in 5 and 10 also these words. He that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth abundance with increase. This is also then.
Have all you're looking for is silver
and increase. If that's what you're living for and laboring for,
is to get silver and to get increase, you're never going to get satisfied. Because if you got a million, you have the itch to get another one.
Yes.
To get increase, the more you increase, like the old fellow said, he didn't want all the land in the country, just wanted what belonged to join him.
Yes.
But you see, when he gets that joins him, he wants the next part that joins him. The increase is never satisfied. A lot of folks are not satisfied because they want to be rich like other folks, because they want to have a lot of increase like other folks, and they're never satisfied to simply rest in God and to live for the glory of the Lord. Then let's look over in Isaiah at some things. Isaiah can say some things to us also that we need to look at. Isaiah 9 and 21st. And he shall snatch on the right hand and be hungry, and he shall eat on the left hand, and they shall not be satisfied. They shall eat every man the flesh of his own arm. No satisfaction out of God.
Right.
Then let's notice in Isaiah 44:16, while we're in Isaiah, just look at that too. He burneth part therein in the fire. With part thereof he eateth flesh, he roasteth roast, and is satisfied. Yea, he warmeth himself and saith, Aha, I am warm. I've seen the fire. When he was old now, tells about him. When he got, said, Aha, I'm full and I'm warm. He wasn't satisfied. He got down, cut out a carved out of wood, and he began to worship him. What? Huh? Have all you need, all you can wear, live in the finest house.
Get
it off. There's
something on in there.
Of course,
God puts you in worship.
Amen.
Man is religiously incurable. To be perfectly at ease and have perfect happiness and perfect peace, we must worship God.
Amen.
Without it, my brother, without it, my sister, we'll just not be at peace. We'll not have any rest. Then let's look in Ezekiel, the 16th chapter, the 28th verse, and find these words. Ezekiel 16 and 28. Thou hast played the whore also, because thou wast unstable. Yea, thou hast played the harlot with them. Yet couldst not be satisfied. The satisfaction is not in the flesh, not in the eye, not in riches, not in possessions, not in silver. Not increase, and satisfaction is not in the flesh. Satisfaction is in Jesus Christ, is what I'm trying to say. Amos, the 4th chapter, in the 8th verse, we find these words. So two or three cities wandered into one city to drink water, but they were not satisfied. Yet have you not returned unto me, saith the Lord. Said, well, we'll go over yonder and we'll get satisfied. No, you won't. You don't get right with God.
That's right.
Whatever you say, well, we'll go over to Captain Zion and we yell and get up and get satisfied with it.
You're not unless you get right.
Amen.
Return unto me, saith the Lord. They wandered from city to city, from camp to camp, from meeting to meeting, but they didn't get satisfied because they hadn't got right with God.
That's right.
Go to Camp Zion all you want to. Go to every other church and every other camp you want to, but until you return to the Lord and rest in the Lord and get right with God, you'll not be satisfied. Satisfaction's in the Lord, is what I'm trying to say. Not in the something else, in the Lord. Don't you ever get it in your head. That can't sign. Or any other place has something. But it'll take care of it. And you be right with God.
That's right.
Isn't going to do it. No matter how much we pray, no matter how good we get, no matter how full of God we get, you're not going to get satisfied here or nobody else until you return all the way with God. And when you get with God all the way, the other will take care of itself.
Amen.
All right. We stop to recognize some things then, my brother. My sister, we want to look at two or three other scriptures. Isaiah 55 and 2. Just listen to it. Whoever one that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come. Ye buy and eat, ye come. Buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend your money for that which is not bread? And your labor for that which satisfieth not. Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness.
What do you want to spend your hard-earned money for a bunch of stuff that ain't going to help you?
What do you want to labor for? And sweat and toil and strenuous strain of labor and working.
And then turn around and spend your money for a bunch of junk that ain't going to help you.
That's right.
He said, why spend your money? Hold on to one of it. Come and let me water you. Come and let me give you some milk and some of my wine. Some of what I've got, and I'll satisfy you.
Amen.
Satisfaction, brother, sister, is in Jesus. And you're not going to find it nowhere else on heaven.
That's right.
Jesus. Jesus. Blessed Jesus is the fountain of satisfaction. When you drink anywhere else, you're going to be left dissatisfied and miserable and unhappy and tormented and tortured and dissatisfied with living. Jesus. Blessed Son of God is the satisfaction fountain. And when people drink all the way with Him, they're satisfied. They're never satisfied any other way, brother. Never satisfied any other way, sister. Let's look over in Psalms for a few moments. A few passages of Scripture that I want to call your attention to there. How that God helps us. Psalms 145:16. Thou openest thy hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. God will satisfy the desire if you'll open up to Him. Then Psalms 103 in the fifth verse. Look at it with me. Psalms 103 and 5. These words. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles? And then in 107th in Psalm in the 9th verse, these words. For He satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Who? The Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Satisfies the longing soul, filling the hungry soul with goodness. We stop to realize then, my brother, sister, that the satisfaction is really in Him, not someone else. Let's look in the book of Proverbs, the 13th and the 25th. The righteous eateth to the satisfying of his soul. The righteous eateth to the satisfying of his soul, but the belly of the wicked shall want. There's no perfect satisfaction in wickedness, worldliness, and sinfulness. It just isn't there. Then we turn back over to Isaiah and look at another passage there. 58 and 12, you'll find these words. They shall be of the old waste places. 11th verse it is. And the Lord shall guide thee continually in satisfying thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones. Thou shalt be like a watered garden, like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. We stop to recognize then that He's trying to say to us that if we must return unto Him if we're looking for rest. Then in Isaiah 28 and 12, to whom He said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest. This is the refreshing, but you wouldn't hear me. This is the rest, woman. This is the rest for the weary, but a lot of folks won't hear it.
That's right.
Go on wearing themselves away, deadening themselves and numbing themselves and destroying themselves, trying to find it some other way. Then we go back to the Scripture that we read to you this morning and call your attention once again to it. He opened His mouth, taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit. Notice, theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
Here's the need. There's the answer. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted.
Amen.
There's the need. There's the meeting. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. There's the need. There's the supply.
Amen.
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Amen.
I'll feel God. I'll see God.
Clean up your heart.
Amen.
Clean up your heart. You got dirty linen, Summers. If you don't see God, if you don't feel God around this place, you need to purify your hearts.
Amen.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Then might, maybe they shall. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when you get persecuted, you're just gaining the kingdom. Blessed are ye when men shall revile and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad because you're getting richer all the time.
Yes,
thank God. Amen. Satisfied! If you get reviled and persecuted and hated,
you're not getting cheated. You're not getting cheated, you're getting richer.
Amen.
If you're purifying your heart, you're not getting gypped, you're fixing to see God.
Amen.
You're getting persecuted for living for Christ. You're not getting just. You're fixing to get a kingdom.
Amen.
There it is. Satisfaction in Jesus. That's all. He didn't come in from any other source, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. He's not coming from any other direction. Satisfaction in Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, labor to this. Rest. I'm just not getting out of life what I ought to. Jesus. That I've come that you might have everything.
Amen.
I'm just not enjoying it. I'm miserable. Life's a button for me. I just can't hardly live. You need to take on a little more Jesus.
Amen.
Because they say, mine's a fun boy. Mine's a fool.
Yes.
I give you that kind of makes you want to live.
Amen.
But I just love breaking on the inside. God just put on resting in me.
Amen.
Well, I'm just saying, start drinking at the right time. Something won't get you.
Amen.
There it is. Behold, I stand at the door now. And the man open. I'll come in and suffer. He's got the bread and the water.
Yes.
And he's got a feast somewhere.
Amen.
And he said, I'm just knocking at your door. And if you'll open up, I'll come in there and we'll spread a table and have a fire.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
I'm just not enjoying living. Life's become a burden to me. Somebody done knocking on your door won't mean that gives you all the peace and the sign that you ever had.
That's right.
A lot of them came in caused some little effect to me today.
Yeah.
I'd have to give up some things out of your walk and stop. Fast on your way. Your skeleton goes somewhere like that. But remember why they stop. There's a man not in your trouble sick and you just went look. I come in that spread table and we have the peace of time you ever had.
Yes. Amen.
You're getting crushed under your burdens and under your labor. If you just let me come, let me help you, I'll lift all that load off of you. And your yoke gets so easily to get up in you.
Amen.
Who?
Jesus.
I'm so dissatisfied. I'm so miserable. I just can't enjoy living. He said, I've got a real life for you. I can't find any help. First rain, huh? And our Jesus is
God. Amen.
We offer him to you.
Amen.
Bring out a finger on you except Jesus. That's going to be our theme throughout this.
Amen.
Thank the Lord care, the burden bear,
Amen.
The satisfier, the life liver, the table spread.
Amen. Thank God.
He's got all you need. You've been running around breaking on your rope. But now you're going on your knees this morning.
Amen.
You've been miserable, dissatisfied, not wanting to live. Come down here and ask him, can't you jump your old life this morning and take him?
Amen.
If you're about to starve to death, come down here and ask him if you get your door. So he can come in and you all have a feast together.
Amen.
I was satisfied.